We have a brand new member joining our team. She's going to be writing for the High Wire, Tracy Beans. She's a social media powerhouse. You've seen her. You've read her articles. She has a gigantic following. But one of my favorite things about her, beyond just sort of representing humanity, is her ethics and her desire to really drill down on the truth and provide her evidence. We've been watching her work, and we're really excited to have her joining us. She is editor-in-chief of At Undercover DC. Go check that out. She's the host of the Dark Light podcast, found on all major podcasting platforms. And she joins me right now. Tracy, welcome to the team. We're so excited about it.
I'm so excited to be here, Del. It's been a long time in the making, I think. You know, it's hard to find people that have the same level of integrity that, you know, you hold yourself to. And you guys are fantastic. I'm so thrilled and honored to be joining your team, for real.
We are too, and obviously right out of the gate, you wrote an article for us this week. I would say it's viral, tens of thousands of views already. There it is, mRNA is not going away. Moderna CEO has permanent global plans. And I understand you're getting some press around this. Have you talked, who's called you about this article?
Lots of people, actually. I was on Bannon this morning, had a great conversation with him about it, alongside Peter Malone, who was talking about the Project Veritas release from yesterday regarding Pfizer. But, you know, the mRNA technology kind of rollout is so concerning, Del. It's they'd never tested this on humans before March of 2020 for the most part. And now they're pushing this lipid nanoparticle into the arms of every citizen on the planet. And they're not looking to stop with just the COVID vaccines. They're expanding and they're going out to, MERS and SARS and Marburg and Zika all these other viruses that they're looking to use this on. And it started with DARPA.
And diseases and diabetes and cancers and all of this. And what's so scary about it is they want to skip in many ways the safety trials, saying, look how safe it was for COVID-19. We're going on that safety data as we, spelunk in your immune system with every crazy piece of mRNA we can put in there. Here's a list of many that you put in your article. It's great, showing many of the different things that they're working on, the different products that they're working on. And it's scary, right? In our minds, you and I, we're doing the reporting. mRNA is a disaster. Yet you watch our government and you're getting into the Department of Defense and working with Moderna and this symbiotic and really incestuous relationship between industry now and our own government, and pushing a technology which to, anyone with blood pumping through their brains looks like a travesty.
It's terrible. And, DARPA started this technology because they wanted to protect the fighter. They wanted to be able to protect the fighter from any disease. If they could get the blood of a survivor within 60 days, be able to spit up some kind of a vaccine to help fight off against whatever bioweapon was being used. But they tested this on 22 people. And then Fauci and NIAID, when COVID just, came out in December of 2020, decided that by March, they'd be putting it into human beings and then rolling it out to billions of people and billions of doses, 14 or 15 billion doses given across the world now. And we're seeing the disastrous effects of this. Bill and Melinda Gates are involved. The World Economic Forum is involved. This is all a big sort of geopolitical globalist push to use mRNA for everything. They're talking about RSV. They're talking about the flu shot. Every standard vaccine, which you and I think would both agree we're not necessarily big fans of, have now become mRNA vaccines.
Yeah.
It's troubling.
It is very troubling. It's a great article, Tracy. I want to thank you for joining our team. I love your integrity, even reading the article, all of your citations. It's an easy read, well-researched, and we're going to follow you. I look forward to you joining us on the High Wire and when you're breaking these stories. It's an exciting moment for us, proof that we're just getting bigger and badder and better. And I love the fact that you're kind of, no bull crap, just like I am. You call it like you see it.
Yes, sir. There's no other way at this point in time. It's such an honor to be with you guys. I look forward to being back here with you again.
All right. Awesome. Thank you, Tracy. That's awesome. And we'll talk to you soon.
Good stuff.